guys, we can't, or ladies, you have to know, we kind of understand the pain that you go through in having a child. Did y'all know that? Because we have experienced the same kind of pain when we lose our fish off of these trips. So, guys, how many know? That's a lot of pain. That's some pain. I notice nobody's raising their hands, you know, so that's... That's a joke, y'all. That's a joke. Okay, okay. All right. I better get on with my message here. Let's see. So, amen, amen. Brother Ingram, Sister Ingram, we're glad y'all are back. We are glad y'all are back. God bless you. We love you. Again, we do miss y'all and miss everybody when you're gone. And but we're glad you're back. God is not through. I just pray this word takes root in our heart today, and I'm praying for a response to that word today. So you open your hearts to receive, and Riley, thank you for that song. Oh, my gosh, very powerful, and God is so good. All right, all the time. Habakkuk chapter 1 and verse 5, we'll start with that verse. Behold, ye among the heathen, and regard and wonder marvelously. For I will work a work in your days which you will not believe, though it be told you. Now here's another translation. Look and be amazed. You will be astounded at what I'm about to do. For I'm going to do something in your own lifetime that you will have to see to believe. Here's another portion of scripture. Stay with me. This is from Luke chapter 4, beginning with verse 31. Talking about Jesus, and came down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee, and taught them on the Sabbath days. And they were astonished. Everybody say astonished. Astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. And in the synagogue there was a man which had a spirit of an unclean devil, and it cried out with a loud voice, saying, Let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee, who thou art, the Holy One of God. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, Hold thy peace, and come out of him. And when the devil had thrown him in the midst, he came out of him and hurt him not. And they were all amazed. Would you say that? All amazed. And spake among themselves, saying, What a word is this? For with authority and power he commandeth the unclean spirits, and they come out. And the fame of him went out into every place of the country round about. The title of my message this morning is, When It Doesn't Make Sense. When It Doesn't Make Sense. Let me ask you right here at the outset, is there anyone in here that desires to be astonished and astounded in a good way today? Amen. Is there anyone desiring to receive what the Creator of heaven and earth promises to do in your life? Amen. If so, just know that Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, is present today in the house to heal and to restore and to transform and to deliver on every promise that He has made, that He has ever made, to us, to you and me, from His Word. Amen? Many in here today may have been raised in church, and you have experienced the touch of God and of God before. But there comes a time when we need to be reminded that in whatever circumstance or whatever situation that we find ourselves in, that there truly is someone whom we can trust and whom we can cry out to. There's someone who really does care for us, who really desires the very best for our lives, and His name is Jesus. Would you say His name is Jesus? When we read the Bible, the amazing accounts of the miraculous healing, we are amazed by the change that the Lord can bring into a person's life. Yet, got to understand, it did not make sense in the natural to see how a blind man was healed, how he could even see after Jesus picked up clay and mixed it with his spittle and put it on the man's eyes, you know. And it did not make any sense in the natural how a captain of the army who was eat up with leprosy, but he obeyed the word from the prophet and he went and dipped seven times in a muddy river. It doesn't make sense. And then it becomes so easy for us to forget the truth that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We have a God that does not change. Amen? He can bring healing and he can bring wholeness again today. Our God, he can change those circumstances in your life. There may be some in here this morning who likes the idea of God healing. You've heard about it, but you've never experienced healing in your life, whether emotionally or physically in your own life. And because then of our past experiences, we can be skeptical when it comes to healing services or healing prayer. If someone is healed, if someone is changed, rather than praise God, we may even try to rationalize it or explain it away because it just does not make any sense how it happened. Let me encourage you today, don't let that happen. I just happen to believe that if you're here today, you've come then desiring to receive something. Can you say amen? You've come hungry for change, or you would not have come. You would have stayed home right there in your easy chair. So, Pastor, how do we then receive? Well, let me tell you, it's when you trust God and we put ourselves in a place of surrender to allow him then to move and to work in our lives. When we allow the Holy Spirit then to minister to us, when we allow him to do what only he can do in a way that does not make sense in that moment, then that's when we can experience his touch on our lives. We can expect to experience a fresh fire in our lives as we allow then the Spirit of the Lord to work in us and through us. Listen, today, if we're through with praise, even if we're through with praise and worship, this can still be a day that can impact each and every one of our lives. I came into this building this morning already praying that all of us would allow ourselves then to be touched and inspired and moved and changed by the Holy Ghost. That we will all leave different than the way we came in. This morning I want you to know it is God's desire that you experience wholeness in your life. Whatever circumstance, whatever the situation that you are in today, you can trust the Lord Jesus to work on your behalf. You can trust him to work on your behalf. But now here's the key. You have to allow him to work in your life. You've got to allow him to do it his way. Don't quench the power of his Spirit in your life by doubting or not believing things can turn around. Allow him to change you and to shape you anew this very day. Allow the Spirit of God to make you the person that he's called you to be in this hour. Today, allow then the Lord Jesus Christ room to take control. Let me ask us, would a fresh touch then from the Holy Spirit make a difference in your life today? Absolutely. You may know better than anyone else what's happening with you and what's happening in your family. But God knows our heart better than we know ourselves. Do you want a fresh fire then to burn in your life? How about a fresh supply, a fresh anointing, fresh power, a burning love for God, a burning love to know Him and to serve Him? Does your heart and your mind and your life need to be recharged by the power of God today? Do you need Him to do a complete spiritual makeover in your life today? We see this happening daily, and we read about it. Many of us know firsthand because it has touched our families, where so many lives are broken, so many relationships are damaged, so many are in disrepair. Perhaps in your own life this morning, it feels like the situation is hopeless. Can I tell you, in your own strength, yes, it probably is. But in God's strength, would you look at your neighbor, in God's strength, in His might, in His love, in His grace, can I remind us all that all things are possible? All things are possible. In fact, He is the God of the impossible. And He seems to do it in a way that makes no sense. And yes, the miracles that occurred in Bible times can, and they still do, they still occur today. Our Lord is the same God that spoke this universe into existence. Our God is a God that hung the stars in space. Our God is the God that formed you in your mother's womb. Jesus knows you better than you know yourself. And He loves you, and He cares for you, and He has promised never to leave you or forsake you. Our God is a God of miracles. Let me be clear as I can, so you can understand. Jesus still saves, and He still heals, and He still delivers. Whatever situation, whatever circumstance, whatever trial, whatever problem, whatever illness, whatever relationship issue you might have, or other problems that you have, or another member of your family has, or what a friend might have, the Lord Jesus can make a difference in your life. He can heal your physical body, and He can heal your emotions. He can heal a broken heart, and He can restore faith and hope and love. Nothing is beyond His reach to heal. And this morning, I want to encourage you to open your heart and your spiritual ears to hear God's voice, to feel Him ministering to your need. He's already been at work this morning. Allow Him to do a work, to know the wholeness, for you to know the wholeness and the restoration that only He can bring in your life. God can bring change to your life this very day. Maybe you're one of those people who are always looking for a way to improve or change your own life for the better. Listen now, just as our bodies require nourishment, so do our spiritual lives. All of us can try and change our outward appearance for the better. But it is only the Holy Ghost that can change us on the inside. I hope you're hearing me today. It is only by God's might, and it's only by His power that can bring healing and wholeness within. People are always looking to improve and to change for the better. People go to school and they go to conferences and seminars and counselors looking for ways that they can be changed. Can I tell you, it's only the Holy Spirit that can bring real, lasting change in your life. What about you? And what about me? Let's just think about it for a moment. What is it about ourselves that we would like to see changed? If you could change one thing about yourself, think about it. What would it be? Is it the way you look? Is it in your character? Is it how you react or respond to situations that arise in your life? Is there something that needs to change in your health? Something maybe to do with your level of expertise, maybe, in a certain subject. If you could change one thing about yourself, what would it be? Can I tell you that God is interested in change? He's interested in changing you. Did you know that there are certain things about us that God desires to change? He wants us to experience the power and purpose that we as Pentecostal people can experience. Jesus Christ, our Lord, wants to bring healing and wholeness to our lives. And at the same time, He works to change us into the people that He wants us to be. The first disciple believed in Jesus as their Savior. They were still confused about many things. All of the disciples didn't fully understand Jesus' mission. They did not fully grasp why He had come to earth. They were confused and they were timid. They were not confident at the time about sharing the gospel with others. How could they be if they did not fully understand it? Then at Pentecost, the Holy Spirit changed them. The disciples were together when the sound of a blowing wind came down from heaven and what seemed to be tongues of fire settled on their heads. And the Bible tells us in Acts chapter 2 what happened. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and a crowd gathered, and people from all over the world. And that crowd listened as the disciples then preached the gospel. And then Peter stood up and he addressed the crowd. He delivered a sermon that the Holy Spirit had inspired him to preach. A sermon that God used to convert 3,000 people in one day. Oh, but Pastor, how could he use someone like Peter, who just days before had denied three different times that he even knew Jesus? Well, here's why. Because the Bible says that Peter wept bitterly for his actions. And he surrendered his heart anew, desiring for the Spirit to do a new work in his life. Listen, we can read the book of Acts in the Bible, and we can see the changes that took place as the Holy Spirit worked in their lives. We find in the disciples where their own confusion now had gone. They understood now. They were bold. They were confident. They were changed. Fire is the symbol of transformation. Fire changes whatever it touches. The Holy Spirit then took fishermen, and He took former prostitutes and ex-religious leaders and tax collectors and various family members of Jesus and other disciples, and He formed them then into a unified group that became known as the church. It was the fire of God's Spirit that changed them. So let me ask this morning, are you willing to be changed by the fire of the Holy Spirit? Are you willing to experience healing and wholeness on a whole new level today? How many know that our world needs changing? Even with all the good that's happening, and there are good. We don't hear a lot about it, but there is good happening. Our world still needs changing. Our nation really needs healing. Our politicians really need saving. and deliverance in a good way. And yes, some need to retire and buy a rocking chair from Cracker Barrel and take it home. Our own community needs change. Can you say amen? Our own community needs healing. Our families need change. Our families need healing. We all need change. And we all need healing of some kind. We need every bit of the fear taken out. We need every bit of the timidity burned out of us. We all need a fresh touch of God on our lives. We need to be transformed by the Holy Ghost. We need the power of God to energize us. We need the power of His Spirit to enable us. Everywhere we look in the world today, there's hurt and there's suffering and there's hatred and there's misunderstanding. And yes, it may be a physical affliction. It might be mental turmoil or spiritual barrenness, but it is all around us. And God has called us. God has called this body with Holy Ghost power to make a difference. Look at your neighbor and say, you've been called to make a difference. So how many people do we pass every day that have been crippled by situations? They don't know what to do with their children. Their marriage is falling apart. Their job is hanging by a thread. Or they struggle then with low self-esteem or guilt. Or they struggle with depression. Can I tell you that behind every door there is a human need? It is a true saying. Every person has a story to tell. And if the truth be known and we were honest with each other, guess what? We've all been hurt. We've all been lied on. We've all been humiliated at one time or the other. We've all been maligned. We've all been used. We've all been misused at one time or the other in our lifetime. And yes, we've all failed. And yes, we all need healing. The bottom line is that we all need Jesus. Can you say amen? And that's the biggest need that anyone has. Many people today are hurting. And a lot of them hurt in silence. And guess what? The church is the last place that they want to go. In fact, many of them view the church as self-righteous and hypocritical. And guess what? Sadly, there are churches just like that. And even if they had a good view of the church, they lack the motivation then to get out of bed on a Sunday morning to come to church. What is it then that they are in need of? They need the healing and wholeness that only a personal relationship with Jesus Christ can bring in their lives. The early church was birthed in the power of the Holy Ghost. The community around us, our families, our friends won't be transformed, listen, until we as a church has been transformed by the power of the Holy Ghost. Remember, we are the church of Jesus Christ. We can identify with the Spirit. And so then we are to seek after the fullness of the Holy Ghost within ourselves and for ourselves. As witnesses of His majesty, we cannot afford then to stop seeking to be filled with His power, Brandon. I don't know about you, but I still need more of Jesus every day. Last week's touch was awesome, but guess what? Today's a new day. And as the church, we cannot afford to remain the same. We need to be transformed on a daily basis. And how does that happen? When you go to this Word and you go to your knees in prayer and spend a little time with Jesus. As His children, we cannot afford then to ignore His immediate presence. We need the power of the Holy Spirit to change us, to heal us, and to empower us. And when it comes then to our outward appearance, that superficial stuff, the stuff that people see when they look at us, we won't change. When it comes to the inside, when it comes to the spiritual part, the person that we are when we think nobody is looking, that's something on the inside is often what we try then to convince ourselves that it does not need changing. We don't think we need to change inside. We don't think we need help. We don't think we need healing on the inside. And we find ourselves then making excuses. Well, I'll be okay. Just give me time to work it out. Nobody needs to know what I'm dealing with. So what do I need to change about myself? I can speak for myself this morning, and the answer is a lot. A lot. And so, yes, it is true. We may be Christians, and we may be true believers, but we are not perfect. I didn't know that, Pastor. I thought Brandon was perfect until he shot my rooster. We still have moments when we're selfish. We still have moments when we completely misunderstand what God is telling us. We still have moments when we fail to share our faith because we're too timid. Yes, we're Christians. Yes, we are believers. And we're planning to go to heaven. But guess what? We still need to change. Would you look at your neighbor again and say, we all need to change. We need to become more and more the people of God, the people that God wants us to be. So the question is this morning, how do we change? Well, it's not by trying to be a better person. That's like saying there's something wrong with my car. The radiator's busted, but I can fix it by driving a little bit better, by being a better driver. Well, the drive shaft is busted, but I feel like I can fix it by being a better driver. No. Sorry, how many know it's not going to work? You have to go to the root of the problem. What we need is God to work on our personal engines, meaning our soul. What is your soul? It's your mind, your will, and your emotion. Listen, your soul is too complicated for you to try to fix yourself. You need to allow the Holy Spirit to fix it for you. But Pastor, how can that happen? Listen, at Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came directly to the disciples, including Peter. And He can do that for you, and He can do it for me. He could come to you with a sound of a wind, or He can come with you with tongues of fire, or through preaching of the Word, or during the worship. The Spirit can come in the spectacular, or He can come in the simplest of ways. But on the inside, all kinds of change, listen, can happen. In fact, when we allow Him then, when we allow the Holy Spirit to do His work, listen, He changes us daily if we let Him. What is it that you're needing today? Do you want to be more confident? Do you want to be at peace with God and peace with yourself? Do you want to be less confused about some issues that are going on right now? How many know we all have drama in our lives? Do you want to understand God more? Do you want to be able to share your faith more naturally and more confidently? Do you want to just be able to live the way God tells you to live in the Bible? Do you want things to change in your household? Do you want to change? Do you really want to change? Is the question of the day. Then let the Holy Spirit do what He does best. Let Him do the miraculous in your life in a way that may not make any sense in the natural. Allow Him to fill you afresh. Allow Him to change you. Allow Him to turn you into the person that He has called you to be. Now, we're going to take time. We're going to pray with one another again today. Ruth, would you come? Ministry team, would you just come on down? Make your way down. Hallelujah. Let me end with two more portions of Scripture. Mark chapter 16, beginning with verse 17. Follow along here on the screen. It says, "And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." That's going to happen today. I said, that's going to happen today if you'll believe it. It goes on to say, "So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, He was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, confirming the word with signs following." It's going to happen today. Just get ready. James, one more scripture. James chapter 5, verses 14 and 15. "Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. Let him pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick." And the prayer of faith might save the sick. No. And the prayer of faith shall. Everybody say shall. Shall save the sick. That means to heal the sick and see them recover. And then it says, "And the Lord shall raise him up." And the Lord might raise him up. In a few days, He might raise him up. No, He'll do it today. He'll do it for you today. The Lord shall raise him up. And that's going to happen today. And we see the very last portion. "And if he's committed sins, they shall be forgiven him." Amen. Let's all stand together. Hallelujah. 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 He's going to work today. He's going to work in your life. You might want to come in and stand for a friend or a family member. Something you need, something to change in your life. Let me give you that opportunity. Let me give you that opportunity right now. Don't let this day pass. Make your way down. Come on. Make your way down. Find someone along the front here. You're going to pray. You're going to pray. You're going to see something happen today. Hallelujah. Go ahead, breathe. Go ahead and sing. Hallelujah. 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 I'm going to make a call. I'm making a call for you today. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Ha-ra-ra-ra-ba-sa-ta-ba-sa-ta-ba-sa-ta-ba-sa-ta-ba-sa-ta-ba-sa-ta-ba-sa-ta-ba-sa-ta-ba-sa-ta-ba-sa-ta-ba-sa-ta-ba-sa-ta-ba-sa-ta-ba-sa-ta-ba-sa-ta-ba-sa-ta-ba-sa-ta-ba-sa-ta-ba-sa-ta-ba-sa-ta-ba-sa-ta-ba-sa-ta-ba-sa-ta-ba-sa-ta-ba-sa-ta-ba-sa-ta-ba-sa-ta-ba-sa-ta-ba-sa-ta-ba-sa-ta-ba-sa-ta-ba-sa-ta-ba-sa-ta-ba-sa-ta-ba-sa-ta-ba-sa-ta-ba-sa-ta-ba-sa-ta-ba-sa-ta-ba-sa-ta-ba-